Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
What up, though? www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Brooklyn, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show once again. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial for the show. 347-934-0966.
My mic sound loud as a motherfucker.
Hey, hello? No.
Man, my mic sound real loud. I don't know. Turn it down over there somewhere.
Anyway, welcome back to the show, blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Of course, that's where you can stream us live, right? We start an hour later than normal, but you know how it is. I'm on this close schedule since my kid's a basketball player in the basketball season, and they're in the playoffs. Yeah! True. Yeah, shouts out to them, man. So, you know, they got an extra practices and they're going extra late, so y'all going to have to wait. All right, so... welcome to another episode of the Subway the Underground Ride-Out, where we're going to play a whole bunch of indie music, a ton of indie music, of course. You know what I mean? But we're going to do a little bit of talking tonight, all right? Because tonight, as we broadcast live right now, it's the day after the Grammys. The Grammys come on Sundays, and I don't air on Sundays. So, of course, I couldn't, of course, do it, you know, real time. So, this is the first live broadcast that we had the day after. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the winners, you know what I'm saying? Best R&B performance, you know, album of the year, traditional performance, whatever, rap album, best R&B album, urban contemporary rap performance, you know what I'm saying, best collaboration, best rap album, you know what I'm saying, and Nas, Nashir, The Godson, damn it, homie. Nas walked away empty-handed again, y'all. I'm not happy about it. I'm not the biggest Nas fan, but come on, man. 16 nominations and this man ain't got in yet. What are you, the Tom Cruise or the rap world? Tom Cruise is with the Oscars and shit. Like, you know he's good, but for some reason you just don't want to fucking give him the damn award? What the hell, man? I'm going to go to the phone lines in a second. I don't know. Look. Okay, best rap album. You had Lupe Fiasco with Food and Liquor. I was surprised that, you know, I mean, I like Late Lupe, but he's been so controversial. I guess controversy does boost your ratings and boost your rank up with the Grammys, I guess. Drake, Take Care, Nas, Life is Good, The Roots, Undone. I can honestly say The Roots, Undone was the album that I only heard like two songs off of. I only heard like two songs off that. So I don't want to talk about how good or not, how good or bad that was. Because I honestly, that one went up under the radar for me. I'm sorry. I know calling myself a hip hop head and actually admitting that on air is potential career suicide, but it did. I only heard two songs off of it, and them was the ones the MPP Wax sent me. I liked them. I just never got around to just checking them out and really checking for them like that. But The Roots, Undone, Rick Ross, God Forgives, I Don't, and everything he's been going through. That's crazy. 2 Chainz, Based on a True Story. All right. So those were the nominees. You know, drum roll. Y'all already know the answer. It went to Drake. Which, it's not that I have a problem with. Again, I've heard majority of all these albums except The Roots. I haven't heard enough of that album to give you a real live feedback on it. But I have Life is Good in my iPod. I have most of Take Care. I have Food and Liquor. I've heard every song on Rick Ross's joint, even though I don't have it, and I've heard every song on 2 Chainz joint, even though I don't have it. It's not that I feel like Drake didn't deserve a Grammy with Take Care. You know, I mean, it was a good album. If you like Drake, then you're gonna say it was the fucking shit. But it was a good album to me. You know, he's Drake, so you gotta really, you know, if you're not that all into him like that, then of course, you know, which I am one of these people who can see that Drake has a murderous flow, but I don't know. I just never been all into him like that. But he does have a stupid flow. I think he's actually underrated because he's light skinned. I don't know what it is, why people don't like him, but he does have a murderous flow. He kills niggas every time he collabs with him, especially Wayne. I don't understand why somebody can say Wayne's the best rapper ever when it's the motherfucker on his label that's better than him. But, anyway. But out of all those projects that I've actually heard, I have to say that, to me, Nas's was the best. Rick Ross's had the best production, the best beats. You know what I mean? I think 2 Chainz has had the most successful year of any of these guys. Mr. Fiasco is the one that I actually really bump the most because I like his mind frame. But Nas's Life Is Good was just overall, when you think about the fact this guy's had such a stellar career, he never won, and this is probably his best album. Only people who say Stillmatic was his best, the diehard Nas fans who feel like Stillmatic was a fucking classic, son. You're never gonna beat it, son. It's the best, it's the illest shit ever, son. Alright, this album is better than Stillmatic. Fuck what you talking about. And then they give it to Nas. Gave it to Drew, who already has a Grammy. Take Care is good. Maybe because I do like Nas as an artist more. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to give me 2 albums to bump, I'm going to, you know, give me a Nas album or a Drake album. Give me a Nas album. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I just feel bad for him because I don't know if Nas is going to be able to pull another classic like this. I don't know. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. We'll see. But I felt like, I don't know. I just felt like Nas should have won. I thought he was going to win. He gave you something different. But then again, I stopped. I pumped my brakes, and I stopped. I realized I was talking about the Grammys. And then everything came into perspective. Fuck the Grammys. 502-459. What's up, though? Welcome to K100 Radio. What's poppin'?
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's Nanza. What's poppin'?
What's going on, Nanza? What's poppin' with you, homie?
Man, I'm holding it down, you know, 502-ing.
Absolutely. You never did hit me up about the interview, bro.
Shit, I'm waiting on you, though.
Now, I told you, you're supposed to hit me up, you know what I'm saying, so we can schedule it. You got to hit me up.
I got your number, my man.
Huh?
I said, I don't got your number. We need to connect, man. We need to do some connection.
Well, you know, you can hit me on the inbox and Twitter or, you know, the email or whatever, man. All right, bro.
I'm going to hit your email tonight. I got you.
We're
talking about the Grammys, ain't we?
Yeah, we talked about the Grammys. I just wanted to make sure I cleared it up because you was on the line. Shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we cleared it. I got you.
All right, so check this out. Anyway, welcome to the show. All right, man. What's your take on the Grammys? So far, we got whoever calls in. I'm going to get ready to start playing the music. If you listen on the phone line, you listen. I'm going to play some music. We get to the music. But I did tweet out and blast out that if anybody has an opinion about the Grammys, a performance, an award winner, who didn't win, or whatever, I will entertain all those calls tonight, absolutely, and we'll talk about it, and we'll get back to the music, but this is a music thing, and basically the Grammys is what everyone's talking about.
Right.
What did you feel about? Are you happy who won Best Rap Album, and, you know, Best Rap Album? What about Best Rap Album, Best Rap Performance? You know what I'm saying? What do you think about the winners of that, about Drake winning that one?
I mean, Drake hold it down on a record. He really does. I mean, he's good at that. And you gotta respect it. Got to.
I
think
I'm
he
not,
deserved it.
I don't, well, that's different. He had it down on the record, but that doesn't necessarily mean to me. And this is the thing about the Grammys, man. This is the thing about award shows that just piss everybody off. It doesn't piss me off because, I mean, I'm not nominated for a Grammy, so I don't even watch the Grammys. Like, I just wait for the next day to people tell me who wins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if it's like somebody on Twitter and Facebook talking like, yo, such a kill, I just go to YouTube and see if they really killed the performance, or are you motherfuckers just dick riding? I don't really watch the Grammys. You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't care enough to sit and watch the whole show. I'm not going to do it. I'm not sitting through all that. But,
I was honestly doing a show while it was going on, so, like.
So, you know, we doing music, so it's like, to us, it's like, fuck them until we get there, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
basically.
That's pretty much how, that's general consensus of artists who are struggling, who are running out here. We're like, yeah, the Grammy's hot, yeah, fuck them until we get there. Then we'll start caring. But until then, you know what I'm saying, we'll discuss these superstars, these people who've already made it to the higher level, to the highest level. I think that Drake's Take Care is good, but Nas's Life Is Good is better. I actually personally liked Food and Liquor and God Forbid I Don't more than Take Care. That's just me. It's not that I think Drake is whack. I just think that Drake's album isn't as good as those, but that's my personal preference in hip hop and what I like to listen to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Whether I want to share in a song, what I want to be talked about. I already told you, out of flow, when we talking about flow.
I mean, you got it. I mean, honestly, I think he was hungrier when he put together Take Care. I mean, his creativity definitely shined on that.
Better than the other joint, the one before this one?
I mean,
you say he was hungrier? He's already a fucking millionaire now. So how can he be hungrier?
I mean, but Take Care is like, to me, it was like, I don't know. It was different for me. I got it like a second hello. That's what I got from it.
I mean, he hasn't delivered a weak project. All I'm saying is, Life Is Good. This is Nas. This is a 16 nominated 16 times. It's one. It's his best album. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
Seriously, when you take into account the body of Nas's work, I just really feel like this is Nas's best album. And I know all the hip hop purists are gonna jump down my throat with Stillmatic and shit, but like fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? I mean Illmatic, you know what I'm saying? Stillmatic was fuck that. But Illmatic, you know what I'm saying?
I like Illmatic.
I mean, of course, and all the hip hop purists are gonna swear that that is a 5-mic classic album. Yes, okay, but so is this one. It's just that you have to get past Illmatic because that's when you really, really loved Nas and he was fresh, and that was like when you were like in high school and motherfucker, you
yeah.
was like, and you was like, you know, hip hop was the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
those diehard old school hip hoppers are being skewed. This is his best project, bro. You know what I'm saying? I've heard every one of his albums. This is his best one. Okay? It's the best production. When we talk about where production meets him, subject matter, everything. He just didn't get marketed. And this is my problem with the Grammys. You know what I'm saying? My beef with the Grammys is this. Let's start the music. My beef with the Grammys is not like the Academy Awards. You know what I'm saying? The Academy Awards make me fucking sick also. I fucking hate the Academy Awards. But the one thing you can say about the Academy Awards is they are really looking to the... They actually tend to shy away from the blockbuster, you know what I'm saying? Like the blockbuster grossing movie. Like, yeah, we know it was the shit, and motherfuckers was blowing up shit, and everybody in the fucking mama loved Transformers and shit and took all their kids to see that shit. But fuck that. We're going to pick a movie about a motherfucker who ain't even saying a word, like the artist. He's going to win. Why? Because of the artistic content of it, you know what I'm saying? The artistic content of it, you know, they tend to go with the art of it. And with hip hop and the Grammys, well, not hip hop, but even more so with hip hop, because this is the thing: the Grammys, they go with popularity, they go with FM spins and all that kind of stuff, which makes me sick because FM radio is such bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like it's such bullshit, the way music gets picked, what gets put in rotation, and everything is just a horrendous process, and that's why FM radio sucks and I never listen to it. Hey, actually take into account that kind of shit when dealing with the Grammys. Not just listen to the, it's not like people are sitting around, you know, just really listening to the music. They listen to the music, but then they're looking at other stuff. And other stuff is how many times was played, requested, whatever. So Drake, of course, he's young. He's fresh, fairly new, I guess you can say, to the game. And so he doesn't have, he has a more of a buzz because he's newer than Nas. You feel me? And I feel like that is what took him over the top. You know what I'm saying? Not that the record was better than Life is Good, because me personally, it fucking was. It's a good record, but Nas is better. You know what I'm saying? But Drake is just so hot right now. He's on everybody's fucking single right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's on the new hot. Right, so that they take into account that shit when it comes down to giving somebody a Grammy. And that's why I'm just like, you know, okay, fine. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, if you want to take into that, yes, he did outsell him. Yes, he did have more people talking about it.
Man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But is it a better album? Is it a better record?
I mean, numbers don't lie, man. The popularity of it.
No. Yes, they do when it comes to FM radio. Yes, they do. Numbers always lie because numbers can be bought in FM radio. Understand? You can buy the buzz. It, you know.
So you said
you can buy the buzz.
I mean,
so that's not really a debate. That's a known fact. We know that. You know what I'm saying? So when you say numbers don't lie, just because a song is played more doesn't necessarily mean it's better than another song when it comes to FM radio. You feel what I'm saying? That's not how FM radio works. FM radio doesn't play the best song. It is the most popular song that sounds good for whatever it is they're trying to do. Not that it's better. You mean to tell me All Go Everything is a better song than Daughters by Nas?
Nah.
Absolutely not. How many times did you hear that James on the radio and how many times did you hear that song? That's the answer. So, that's not the point. You know what I'm saying? It's just that's what everybody has to stop and pause for a second and understand about the Grammys. The Grammys takes into account FM radio, and I don't think FM radio should be a fucking part of any equation when giving anybody a fucking award. You can give me record sales, because even if FM radio played, you know what I'm saying? Like they played, Chief Keef, that nigga can't even go wood. They played, Love Souls, still can't put 50,000 records to save his life. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to make it. He's never going to make it. You know what I'm saying? So we can say, even if you flood somebody with FM radio, you still have to be good enough for them to actually want to go out and buy it. And that's hard as fuck nowadays, because they can just buy it on the internet. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind taking into account sales, because that means that is a testament of your fans, but they put FM radio play and how much it was spend and shit. I don't like that, because FM radio is so fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's so skewed that I'm not feeling the fact that they can use that as a barometer. I say, give me record sales. Just give me record sales and give me the product. How many people bought it, and what does it sound like? But fuck radio. Leave people out of this shit, because radio is known to fucking push ridiculousness. You know what I'm saying? So, not that Take Care is ridiculous. Not that Drake's song is bad. That's not what I'm saying. I just don't even like the fact that FM radio is even involved into the decision. From everything that I know, people, like, they do look at shit like that. And I'm like, why? Why FM radio even a thought in a Grammy Award? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is supposed to be the highest level of music. Like, this is supposed to be whose shit is great. FM radio doesn't know what the fuck great sounds like. Most of the time. Most of the people who pick the songs couldn't rap 8 bars to save their fucking life. If someone had a gun to their kid's head and said, motherfucker, rap 16 or I'm working your child, that's a dead motherfucking kid. But you picking the fucking music. Fuck out of here. So, that's how I feel about that whole situation with the Grammys. I'm not upset with Drake one. You know what I'm saying? We talking about hip-hop now. and they're supposed to be, you know, that's why, you know, remember back in the day, people had more respect for Source Awards than they did for the Grammys? It was like, nigga, if you want a Source, if you got five mics on, fuck a Grammy, nigga, I got five mics and a Source, nigga. That's because you knew it was motherfuckers who was, what the fuck you was talking about judging that shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck a Grammy, nigga. I got five mics, nigga, eat ass. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I don't know. That's where I'm at with it, Nazza. All right, so, okay. Anyway, best rap collaboration, Kanye and Frank Ocean in The Dream. I heard that song like once, and I'm like, okay.
I actually, you know, haven't heard that, honestly.
I heard that song like one time. I hear every song because I'm on everybody and their grandmama's email list, so I hear every damn thing. I play a song one time when MP3 whacks in it to me. I play it, and if I like it a lot, I'm like, okay, cool. And then I'll check for it, but if not, I'm like, okay, yeah, that was song. I was like, okay. Best rap performance was Jay-Z and Kanye with Niggas in Paris. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what performance they're that's the thing with the Grammy. What are they saying with performance? Like, I don't know. What performance are they talking about? Or is that, I don't understand the difference between best rap performance and rap album. I mean, performance is like what? The single? You know what I'm saying? They said best rap performance, but I'm like, are they talking about the single? So I'm assuming that best rap performance in the Grammys is the best song, the best single. You know what I'm saying? Because it breaks it down like Drake, Hell Yeah, Fucking Right, with Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, Niggas in Paris, Nas's Daughters, Kanye West, Mercy, T.I., Young Jeezy. Out of all those songs, my song for that is definitely Young Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? With Jay-Z and Andre 3000, I do. That song is
amazing. Really?
That song is way better than any of these other songs combined. Even
you think
if
that?
I like, yeah. A Young Jeezy joint. I
mean, I thought it was nice, but I didn't think it was better than the roundup you had right there.
I mean, Niggas in
That's
Paris is, but Niggas in Paris is a dope ass fucking
Niggas
record.
Niggas in Paris
know?
Is hard. Niggas in Paris is hard.
That's the south of me, man. That Young Jeezy featuring Hov and Three Stacks, ill. That shit gets a gazillion ills for me, man. It's just the way everybody did their thing on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got head to that one time. It was pretty good.
Yeah, that shit is great. That's a fucking great record. You know what I'm saying? So everybody, best urban contemporary album, Frank Ocean, Channel Orange. For some reason, he only went up against two other people, which is Chris Brown and Miguel. I don't understand why he only had, like, well, they couldn't find two other motherfuckers to even nominate. What the fuck is up with that? So all that shit, only three people even had something that we should even be consider. Best R&B album, Robert Glasper Experiment. I have no idea what the fuck that is. Have you ever heard of that, the Robert Glasper Experiment, Black Radio? Yeah. I've heard of Anthony Hamilton. I've heard of R. Kelly, Tamia, and Tyrese. None of them won, but Robert Glasper Experiment. I'm not killing the song. I'm not killing. I've heard. How does someone win a Grammy? I never fucking heard of them.
Did I ever think that person,
that group, that album. I won't lie and say I've heard all these other R&B albums, but I've heard at least one or two songs off all of them, even Tamia's single. I heard that song, and I know who the fuck Tamia is. I even know who she married, Grant Hill. You know what I'm saying? But who the fuck
is
Glassberg Experiment? I don't even know who that is. I'm going to have to Google these motherfuckers when I get off of here and listen to it, because I'm like, these motherfuckers won Grammy, and I never even heard of them. I'm almost writing back to the radio show host. I have absolutely no idea who the fuck that is. I asked like five other people today. They're like, I ain't heard that shit either. So what the fuck? Consumers. I'm asking radio stations. I'm like, did you ever hear that shit? I'm like, no. They're like, no, nigga, I never got one email about this shit. Me neither. Who the fuck are they? Who are they? Where are they from? And then when you look, they got a pin look like a rapper.
Hey, like everybody's there at one moment, dog.
Nigga, t-shirt like you're a trap boy with no haircut pointing at me with two niggas in the back looking kind of goonish. And this is the best R&B album? What the fuck? I don't know this for I got it now. I have to listen to it because I feel like I can't even really. I feel like I'm not even supposed to be talking about it. I don't even know who the hell it is. But
listen, go in.
I'm just saying, dog. Have you ever heard of that ever in your life? Robert Glasper Experiment. Have you heard it?
No, I really haven't, though.
I've never heard of it.
But that's not to say that I won't run into it tomorrow, though.
But they already won the Grammy. Just listen. The shit that you win the Grammy for was the shit that came out last year. That's when it was hot. I had a whole year to hear these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Now, who the hell the Robert Glasper Experiment is? And how the hell they be Anthony Hamilton, R. Kelly?
Hey, the name sound hot, though.
Okay.
I dig with the name. I like the name.
Best R&B performance.
Like I would search that after hearing that. I'd be like, what the fuck is that?
I am. Because when I was looking it up and I was getting ready to do the show earlier today, when I decided I was going to talk a little bit about the Grammys and everything, I was like, maybe go to the Grammy page and make sure I know who all was won. I know who won, but I wanted to make sure I had all the nominees and everything straight. And I got here and I was like, what the hell? That's why nobody was talking about who won the best R&B album. It's because nobody knows who the fuck the people who won. Nobody knows. No one's talking about best R&B album because no one knows who the hell Robert Experiment is. I haven't met. I've asked people on Facebook and shit in my network, and everybody's like, I haven't even really heard it. So how the fuck do they win a Grammy? That makes me think that they don't even take into account the radio shit, because I'm like, what song? What's the single? What did I miss? You know, why is it Miguel's not R&B? Miguel's contemporary, urban contemporary. That's not R&B. I guess Chris Brown ain't R&B. I don't know what the fuck Chris Brown is. He's right here beating people up every other week. My slang nick in the rap category. He getting in close. Okay. Fuck out of here.
Wow.
I'm just saying, yeah. Man. All
right. Yeah. We in it.
Go ahead.
Shit. What's good? So, okay, what did you think about Jay-Z and Timberlake's performance, though?
I saw it on YouTube, and I thought it was cool. I thought the performance was cool.
I thought that they could have just wrapped that up and made a video out of that right then and there.
Yeah, but I like the Suit and Tie song more than I like that performance. Like, I like the Suit and Tie record. I don't give a fuck with nobody. I love the Suit and Tie record. I love the song.
Yeah, that's bombing. That's every day now.
The song, this is my thing. And someone pointed this out on Facebook today, and I was thinking the exact same thing. What the fuck has happened to soul music where a white boy makes better soul music than the rest of these motherfuckers? Justin Timberlake got the most illest soul music out right now.
Yeah. Melodies.
Gee, what the hell? I don't know, man. But that song is hard. I saw that performance on YouTube, and it was cool, but I just like that record more than the performance. The performance was raw, though. I liked it. You know what I'm saying? They went in. I'm just saying.
They looked like they was having fun.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. We fucking rich, and you married to Beyonce and shit, and what the fuck? You know, you got to be mad about it.
Right.
And let me know. What happened today that made you really literally upset? If you ain't lost $20 million or some shit, you know, what are you mad about? You know what I'm saying? Look at your life. Seriously, bro. That's it. Oh yeah, the girls, the women. And I don't understand. This is why the Grammys. I'm just talking about it. I'm finna get ready to start playing some music, man. Because I'm talking about the Grammys, but I'm wasting like 30 minutes of my show talking about some shit that doesn't even really do any justice to hip hop. It really doesn't. And this show is a hip hop.
Not necessarily. You're giving people you're changing opinions as you know it. Trust me.
This show. Listen, man.
Listen, don't stress out on me, right?
I can't take it, man. This shit. You know,
it's hard. Frank Ocean,
by the way.
We all going through it. I'm going through it with you, dog.
Frank Ocean, everybody's sitting here and they're talking about Frank Ocean and they're like, first they talk about Rick Ross. I'm going to tell you how hypocritical people is, and I'm going to go to some music. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you these hypocritical bastards, all right? I'm going to tell you about these people, dude. These motherfuckers are sitting here, and they mad and they upset about Rick Ross. Okay. And they talking about Rick Ross like, yeah, yeah, he's a fake-ass gangster. He's not really a boss. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
And take notice of the shit and blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. Whatever. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Okay, fine. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But then that same person, which is where I want to just stab them in the face with a sharp tool, that same person will turn right around and say and give Frank Ocean a gazillion accolades for making an album that sounds like he's singing to a woman when he's singing to a guy. Fake shit. I don't know what it is. This motherfucker has won Grammy. He's blown the fuck up after making the fucking music like he likes.
Wow. Wow.
But that's not necessarily the truth. But it's okay, William. It's okay. It's fine. Nobody has a problem with that. It's okay.
Oh,
yeah, now you motherfuckers. Okay.
Listen's going in.
Do it. Thanks, Nancy, for hanging out with me, man. I'm going to go ahead and start this show and this music. I'm saying, man, how hypocritical is that, y'all? We can't be mad at Rick Ross for being a fake gangster, and then we praise Frank Ocean for being a fake heterosexual. You can't have it both ways. I won't allow it. Stop the mad.
Well, in his case, I guess he can't have it both ways.
Just saying. Am I the only person that's
no,
am I
no
the only
homo.
Person I have to bring that up? No one wants to say that because everybody, it's 2013, everybody has to be politically correct. But my fucking logo was a middle finger. That tells you how much of a shit I give about that. Okay?
Middle fingers.
That's it. So, you know, until they put me on FM radio, which probably never happened. Well, make sure they put me on SM or something where I can still say what the hell I want to say halfways. I'm just saying,
right.
This to me, everybody wants to jump down Rick Ross. So I'm hearing these same people like, yeah, he on fake ass Genzy. Yo, but that Frank Ocean is like the shit. Nigga, you call Rick Ross off of being fake. And he made a whole album and got a whole rip popping off singing heterosexual music and he's gay.
Yeah, I was honestly kind of shocked when I heard the news. Cause I really like, but I didn't judge his music. Cause you really can't judge the music though. Like with that, you know.
Okay, but
so
hey,
like,
I've been judging Rick Ross music. Then we don't give a fuck if he's never seen a fucking brick of cocaine in his life, nigga. Did them bars spit and with that beat hard? Give him the Grammy. Fuck that. We don't need gangsters trying to whack him for saying Larry Hoover's name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See that? Why? Is that why is everybody so, yeah, that's what he get. That's what he deserved, blah, 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 blah. Because he was faking. He wasn't real. He wasn't keeping it real. So, oh, okay. And this is something I talked about in my blog before. You know what I mean? I've actually got a blog where I talk about the unfair level of, quote, unquote, keep it real rappers. You know what I'm saying? Total bullshit. Right? We want rappers to really be live, real live gangsters and dope boys. Basically, we want motherfuckers fresh out the pen to be rappers. Damn that, fresh out the pen or some shit. Everybody else can lie, make up shit all they want to, but that's music. And they can get accolades and awards. But rappers, nah. We can't make up shit. We can't fantasize. We can't storytell anymore. None of that shit.
None of that.
No, we can't do that. We're not allowed to do that. Anyway.
Nah. Nobody is. That's the rule. Nobody is for real.
Okay, I'm going to play some music, man. Thanks for hanging out with me, Naza. I just ate
up
30
minutes. Turn up.
All right, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Where's my background music? I had to just make sure I was perfectly clear on all that. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get into the music, folks. www.blogtalkradio.com/cable100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Appreciate everybody that's listening to me on the phone line. If you're on the phone lines, you want to holler at me and you want to talk about your picks for Grammys, do you agree, disagree? Hit the number one on the keypad. I gave you the rap and R&B. That's what we pretty much talk about over here. I mean, pop, I could go over there, but who really listens to the show that's going to care? The best R&B album was somebody I never heard of. Frank Ocean, who faked his life, but he won. But Rick Ross is getting crucified for doing the same exact shit, I guess. They thought Niggas in Paris was better than the I Do. I disagree. Alright. Best collaboration in rap. I only heard that Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Frank Ocean joint one time, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. John Legend and Ludacris with John Legend and Ludacris with Tonight. Nas featuring Amy Winehouse with Cherry Wine, a great song. Rihanna and Jay-Z with Talk That Talk. Jay-Z is like all over the place. Jay-Z is up for it. Jay-Z got best. He won one for Niggas in Paris with Kanye, and he won one with best collaboration with him and Kanye with the Frank Ocean joint. You feel me? His album, he didn't have an album that shit, so I guess that's why he's not in that particular one. But he wrapped up. Beyonce won best traditional R&B performance. Anita Baker, Melanie Fiona, Gregory Porter, SW. What the fuck? Wait a minute. Shut up. When the fuck did SWV come back out? You know what? I'm slipping. It's me. Because, obviously I've heard of SWV, but I didn't even know they was back out. They dropped the album? What the fuck? I never heard the song. I never seen the email blast for that. What the hell is MP3 Wax doing? I gotta get on more R&B lists because this is ridiculous. I don't even know who the hell the best rap album people are. I've never seen them, and they look like some rappers from this picture. But not only that, I didn't even know SWV was back. Why didn't they tell me SWV was back? No one told me SWV was back. They was nominated for a Grammy. But Beyonce won. Beyonce, baby, I don't know what to tell you about that. Them pictures they got circulating about you. But you know what, man? Come on, man. If you catch anybody in super slow motion that with a camera that stops at a trillionth of a second, everybody, and just catch you right when you in a fraction of a second in the middle of making a facial expression, y'all even to keep doing Beyonce like that. Y'all just wanted to look bad with y'all hating ass bitches. Y'all know that girl bad. Stop playing. Usher with Climax. I don't know how the hell anybody beat Miguel's Adorn. I mean, how do you beat? That's why I don't even know. I don't even know how much FM really plays on it unless it's rap. Because I heard Adorn. I can't remember an R&B song in the past in shit at least 5 years that they played more than Adorn. And I've never heard not one guy, girl, female, nothing, nobody didn't like Adorn. I guess he got so many awards from other shit. I guess it's like, fuck that. We sick of him. We sick of Miguel. And we're going to give some somebody else. Here you go, Usher. I got to go listen to this Robert Glasper experiment. I got to. All right. So, first 30 minutes of the show, actually 35. I'm like way over. I was going to talk like 15 minutes and then start the music. Anyway, that's my Grammy review. I'm not going to talk about pop, country, and all that shit because, well, frankly, I don't give a shit. Not that I don't want to say I don't give a shit. I care, but, you know, this is K100 Radio. This is a hip-hop urban music station, broadcast, podcast, whatever the fuck you want to call me. That's what we is over here. So we're going to focus on that. On those categories. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, shout out to everybody who won, though. I just really disagree with the rap categories. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree. I think Life is Good, and I think this is Nas's best product. And it was not that Take Care wasn't good. It was just that Life is Good was better to me. All right? So, 347-934-0966. What I want to play? This is the point where I should play like some of the Grammy winners. No, we're still keeping it indie over here. Let me see what I want to play. Do I want to ride with somebody new? Do I want to ride with somebody old? Let me slide down my list and bag the tricks over here. Oh, by the way, this Saturday, everybody, when I was telling you about the Big Bang thing that was going on last Saturday, well,
if you were under a rock and you didn't know that a snowstorm hit the Northeast last week. And so the Big Bang TV show that I was telling you guys about, they were not able to air here in Atlanta because the director and a couple other people in the staff couldn't get down to Atlanta for the taping. So this has been changed to this Saturday. This Saturday at Scores over here on the east side, they're gonna be shooting the episodes, the performances for the Big Bang TV show that's gonna be airing on VH1. I'll be in the building. I'll be over there. But it's going down. They just had to push it back a week. I know I was kind of bummed out about it to myself, but anyway, such is life. But anyway, it's still back on, same place. Pastor Troy is gonna be in the building, you know, shutting it down at the end with his performance and all that good stuff. But it's going down this Saturday, all right? So this Saturday. Over at the over at Scores on the east side, all right. I'm stalling for time. Oh yeah, the Jay Lyric joint. Shout out to the homie Jay Lyric. I heard he's making real big moves. I played this "Addicted to Sex" by Jay Lyric. You guys hit me up on Twitter at K100_Radio. Remember, I got people on the phone lines. I don't know if they want to talk or not, but I mean, the Grammy shit is just that's my opinion. You tell me you like Frank Ocean and you like everybody. Hey, I just want to know what you think. I'm just telling you what I thought about the Grammys. Like, okay, it was cool, but that was a good performance in the suit and tie thing. And LL them, I did watch that on YouTube today. LL them killed it at the end, though. Shout out to LL, he did his thing. I saw that performance on YouTube today, too, so that was pretty good. Anyway, you're not rocking with the best of it, man. Welcome to the Subway. Jay Lyric, "Addicted to Sex." Let's go.
Just call me an addict, cause when it comes to sex, baby, I just gotta have it. If we get back to my girl, I hope she understands that she the one I'm loving, but I'm still gonna be a man. I just wanna have sex. Sex is like the sweetest drug, and I can't get enough from you. You're the baddest thing up in the club, and I can't take my eyes off you. Don't shout it, what your name is. Never mind that, what you're drinking. Hold up, wait. The less we know, the better. Cause I know that's my girl at home, and I don't want you to tell her. Take a drink. Throw it back. Oh, girl. You know it's on now. That's what's up. You ready to? And that's all that I want to do. Just call me an addict, cause when it comes to sex, baby, I just gotta have it. If we get back to my girl, I hope she understands that she the one I'm loving, but I'm still gonna be a man. I just wanna have sex. Just call me an addict, cause when it comes to sex, baby, I just gotta have it. If we get back to my girl,
screaming for this business. Whenever I do my thing on the scene, she get on her knees and then she sing this. She goes, girl, I just wanna have sex, no stress, no screams attached to this for the thing. And that machine from the back. Back up, let me take a look. Make it over then close like a book. The way you're taking that thing got me shook. She on point like a T-Pain hook, and I just can't let her go. But how do I do this without my girl finding out? She live right round the corner, and she know exactly where I be hiding.
Man, I'ma get in my whip, turn all the lights on. Intense, break out the lights on. Hit the wife, ready for the wife on. Deep deep, jump off, hit the light on. I know my girl coming to the window when she hear me.
I make this bust sound at compound. Got gunned down in one round. Ooh, she got that dumb head. Left a dumbfound. Put this on your tongue and I'ma show you how this smiley works. Work your body in my hot tub and I'ma call that bath and body work. I make it talk back, call that a pussy powwow. Hit her with this 4-footer, she call my little bow wow. We just trying to catch him, ain't with all that catching feelings. Take you up to Marvin's room, sexual healing. Damn, love, you so appealing. That banana thong, you know I'm trying to feel it. Killer instinct, best for rap, cause I'm trying to kill it. Damn, love, you so appealing, you know the feeling I'm talking about. I'ma knock it out like a title bout. I'm talking Mayweather and Pacquiao.
Off and just got paid and just got laid in a king size bed with satin sheets. The day sweet love was made in the pouring down rain, feeling your legs wrap around my waist and you saying my name. Nothing but slight moans, no words to say. Girl, I know I got you feeling some kind of way. That's the real reason.
Choose. I already chose. Yeah. My attitude is greeted. Cause I've been starving too long. My bad for the way that I feel. They change when a man get richer. Champagne with the ice in the limelight. One night feel better than my whole life. Take a chill pill, man, I feel good. No pain, no gain, I grind it. Shout out to all my haters. You are the ones that made me. Fat lane when I put the wood grain. I don't know what name, yeah, that's a damn grain. She cried when I say bye-bye. Tequila made me lie. Get strong when I see that dawn. She's sleeping, now I'm gone. And I don't wanna leave her cause I know I gotta go. Sweet dreams gotta hit the road, baby. This life I live is crazy. Apologize and I promise to ride to that man in the mirror that's addicted to pride. Sweet dreams. Diamonds, attention on my rhyming, a million on my mind, lost sight of everything I had before this road, before the goal, before the dough. Gotta think back when I had this dream, now I'm faced with music flames. Who am I to choose, who am I to lose, had a lot of blues, I know I'm going left. I see her on my right, waiting for my love every single night. Apologize and I promise to ride to that man in the mirror that's addicted to pride. Sweet dreams.
At one point or another, everybody's felt this way before. So. Let me tell you how I feel.
I feel crazy as this world that we live in, telling me success is money, cars, clothes, and the women. But everything in me's telling me not to give in, like I'm strong enough to make it out this hole that I'm digging. So how I'm supposed to stay straight in a crooked game? The person in the mirror don't exactly look the same. And it's taking a toll on my health. It's like the closer I get to success, the more I'm losing myself. I can't be this person that I'm trying to be. This can't be the best man that I can be. I wonder will I see the transition from who I was to who I am to the person I want to be. Am I really willing to risk it all? The question is, will I answer when my conscience calls? And things ain't always what they appear. And now it's got me questioning everything that I hear. They say money talks, is that the voice in my ear? Saying it's just a game, so let's make a deal. Trying to find clarity in the moment. Losing myself, but didn't notice. Blind to the truth, cause it's something I didn't want to see. Hear the glitter air, but the game won't let me breathe. They say the game needs change, some say let it be. But will I let the fact I'm underground bury me?
I'm lost. What a dope bitch you ever heard.
I'm lost. I'm lost. I'm lost. I'm lost. I'm lost. I'm lost.
chasing his cheese, got me caught up in a rat race. Not accepting the truth, no matter what the facts say. My life's a revolving door, I'm stuck in the same place. Longing for tomorrow, but it's feeling like the same day. See, I'm going in circles, and I wonder if it's because I'm living my life the same way. In this road of success, got me at a dead end. And no amount of doubt, something I can't let in. The fact I'm here still has me amazed. Trying to find the right way, but I'm stuck in a maze. Still searching for a better day, cause I know there's gotta be a better way.
I'm searching for something that I never could find, and I can't see what's right there. I need to open my eyes, open my eyes.
Telling the truth than to ever live a lie. Am I living to live life or living to die? In a world so cynical, and the chances of ever making it seem minimal. Somehow in the confusion you find me, and in my darkest hour where your words guide me. Now my motto is God over everything. I guess that's why I ain't worried about a thing. See, in this industry they tell you to save yourself, but never lose sight. That's what you gotta tell yourself. Could believe that my gift was a curse if I never truly understood its purpose.
Straight out of Diamond Dollar Dash.
Something that I never could find, and I can't see what's right there. I need to open my eyes.
Open my eyes. Who needs wings when we got the whole sky? Whole sky.
Ooh, baby. Oh, yeah, baby.
You and I, together we fly. Who needs wings when we got the whole sky? Whole sky.
Without it, there would never be a you or me or us. Plus, fuck your homegirls. I think them hoes is really to make your toes curl. They're probably salty. They hate me, so this when they lost me. They see us falling out in Vegas, wonder what it cost me. Tell them awfully a lie. So when you need some bond money, ask them what they got. Would it hit the studio with your shit? Probably not. You know I got your back like shoulder blades. So we made false blizzard first lady, baby. You should get engaged. But I'ma need you to understand. You gotta get your mind right for this ride. I know you can.
I know you can.
What's really driving you to act selfish? Yeah, that's got a nigga thinking what's best for me.
Yeah.
That's the number dialed to the show. 347-934-0966. That was the number dialed to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Again, I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Another episode of The Subway. But I started the show off with a mini talk segment. Talking about the 2013 Grammys. This is the first chance we had to broadcast since they came on live on the air last night. But real quick before I... If you're on the phone lines and you want to tell me what you think about the Grammys, press the number one. If not, I can keep going into music. But I got people on the phone lines. But I had my overview about what I felt about it. You know what I'm saying? I was disappointed that Nas, on his 16th nomination, still didn't fucking get a Grammy nod. I got no problem. Take Care by Drake is not whack at all. Nothing wrong with it, but I wanted Nas to win it, so I'm not happy with that decision. All right? But before I start talking about that again, if I get into the conversation, let me tell you who I just played. I started the show out with, as far as musically, I played Jay Lyric with Addicted to Sex, B Divine with Some Kind of Way, E Lou with Heartache, Moses with Lost, Jericho Got That Crack, C. I. Keem and G. Swag with Three Reasons, Blizzum Yours Truly with Kelsey Nicole with Selfish. Ended off of that first set. Shouts out to all the artists. Did I miss anybody? Seems like I played somebody and I didn't say their name. Hold on. Let me scroll back here. What did I play? No? That was it. I thought I played more songs than that. Seemed like I played like five or six songs. Or six songs. Some shit like that. Anyway, shout out to the artists. That's music I just played. But anyway, 347-934-0966. Hit the number one on the keypad. And tell me what you feel about the 2013 Grammys. Did you like a performance? You know what I'm saying? Did you see something that really stood out to you? Again, the winners are for Best R&B Performance, Usher with Climax. I like that song, though. Don't you look on the next Climax. Well, you know when he hits those high notes? I can't. But that was a good song. Beyonce with Love on Top. I need your love on top. Yo, that's that song. She won for that, for Best Traditional R&B Performance. This R&B album is Robert Glasper Experiment, who I've yet to hear one bar, note, song, track, nothing. So I'm slipping. I got to do my research. Urban Contemporary Album, Frank Ocean, Channel Orange. He beat Chris Brown and Miguel with Kaleidoscope Dream. Rap Performance, which is a rap single, I guess. Hova and Mr. West with Niggas in Paris. I remember when he first came out and I saw the name of that song. I was like, these motherfuckers are tripping. How are they going to market Niggas in Paris? How are they going to make that cool? How are they going to make that okay? And then I thought about it. That's Blizzum. I mean, that's fucking Jay-Z and fucking Kanye West. They can say bitches and dog shit. No one will care. What does it sound like? There you have it. Best rap album. No, best rap collaboration was the next category with Jay-Z, Kanye West. They took that with Jay-Z, Kanye West featuring Frank Ocean in the Dream with No Church in the Wild. I only heard this song like one time, so I don't even know how I feel about that category. It was up against Flo Rida. Let me tell you something about Flo Rida. This. Let me tell you something about Flo Rida, man. This guy is undercover killing the game. Like, I don't even know who. I don't hear people talk about Flo Rida in America. I don't hear people really just bigging up Flo Rida. It's like, if you don't know music, if you don't really know music, then again, I call myself knowing music, and I still don't know who the hell Robert Glasper is. But rap I do know. Fuck that shit. Rap I know. But the thing is, Flo Rida is getting ridiculous money. This dude is crazy paid. This dude is touring, selling when nowhere else is selling. Trust me, Flo Rida is got to be the underground, undercover, slept on, rich, famous motherfucker for the decade. Because he came out and motherfuckers still think his only hit is Boots with the Fur. And you will be dead ass, completely 1,000% wrong as fuck. This dude has like the most, in the past decade, he's got the most rap, number one chart songs. He's as far as downloads and iTunes, you know what I'm saying? Shit, but it's all because at some point he just realized, it clicked in his head that the money is not in America. And so he made a couple of songs, and now he's like a worldwide sensation. Like, he's huge. And that's why nobody over here talks about him, because he ain't talking about Molly's. No. That's not what Flo Rida's doing. Flo Rida's getting the real check, niggas. Right. That's that crossover shit. That's the pop shit. Uh-huh. That shit you're talking to, that broke shit. Because everybody, your whole demographic. I did a fairly successful blog over the weekend, right? And it was called The Worst Fans Ever, right? And, yes, it was called it, you. I'm talking to you. If you're listening to this show, you're more than likely a hip-hop fan, and you are, my friend, a fucking horrific fan. You suck. I suck. All of us suck. Everybody who loves rap, we suck. Because, and I cleared it up fairly well. You can go to ChainsEntertainment.com, click on the No Chaser blog. It's the first one at the top. Go read it. Check it out. In case you missed it, I don't see how you missed it if you're my Twitter friend, because I tweeted every last one of you bastards until they shut me down, and I got back up and I tweeted the rest of you motherfuckers. But, and then I did it again. And they shut me back down again. So, I was down for the rest of Sunday night. But anyway, listen, I wrote a blog, and I'll take it back to music, but I wrote a blog, it's called my No Chaser blog series, and hopefully to make it in a magazine. Kelby! Hopefully to make it in a magazine, put that one in print, put that one on the website also. But it was basically talking about how just being a fan of hip-hop is like we suck. Like, we can love a song, we can love an artist and love it. And this is going back to the point with Flo Rida. We can love a song so fucking much as a hip-hop fan, but absolutely 100% refuse to pay for it. Chicks can have groupie fantasies about a dude or some shit. Not necessarily the chicks, but the chicks a little bit better. The guys just forget about it. Motherfucker walk around wearing his clothes like a motherfucker, using his nigga slang and everything, jacking his whole swag, but won't pay him 99 cents for his single. Hip-hop fans are horrible. And don't get me wrong, we like it. We love it. We ride around bumping it, free support and everything, but we want everything free. We come from the hookup. We come from the hood most of the time. Even if we ain't from the hood, we from a low-income hood. Maybe our mom, my daddy was. Point is, we want shit free. We don't want to pay for nothing. Not a single, not a suggestion, not an album. We are horrific fans. If you're lucky enough to go to a motherfucker show that's in an actual venue, which you have to be huge to actually do a fill. We ain't talking about when you go down to Echelon and shit. You still pay that same ass $20 to see this same ass rapper who ain't had a hit out in 2 years. We talking about when you kick up from $60 to $70 to go to Phillips and see the Jay-Z concert
or some shit that's actually worth seeing with some real live show stage production. Yeah, one of those shows. Even if you still keep that money out to go do that, you're still not going to buy that. You're still going to download the album, dog. You're going to download the album, you're going to jack it up on the internet, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, yeah. Come on, man. Hip hop fans are cheapskates. I'm telling you, I don't pay for a lot of music now because, you know what I'm saying, when you're artists, it's just different. And also, doing K1 over the past 2 years, everybody gives me free music. People send me their music first. It's only certain artists that I buy albums from. That's, but I don't have to buy any singles because every single in the world comes to my email at this point. I get, you know, 1,000 emails a day of shit, you know what I'm saying? So, and I get it from the major labels and stuff. Once you start buzzing as an outlet, even though they don't really know that I don't play any of their major label shit. They don't know that. Don't tell them. Because they keep sending me all this shit free. But, I hear all the singles. I see all the videos if I want to watch. But I know it is out, except this Robert Glasser shit. I don't know how that escaped me. But, what is this, ladies and gentlemen? Hip hop fans, horrible. And the reason why Flo Rida is under the radar killing the game is because he's realized that the American hip hop fan, especially, matter of fact, let me stop and not say hip hop fans, but let me say the American hip hop fans. You suck. Okay? European hip hop fans? Australian hip hop fans? Where the hell else? Florida flying around all the damn globe, getting all this damn money that y'all don't even fucking know about. The fans, they still buy music. He figured it out. You niggas over here in the hood ain't much damn. Y'all ain't for y'all, love more. Y'all don't give a why keep making music for you motherfuckers? It don't matter if you love it, you still ain't gonna pay for it. You're sorry, motherfucker. All these MFs and stuff tonight. No one wants to pick me up. Syndication. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com. I was about to go to the music. Somebody wants to say something. Hold on. Now they gone. I was about to answer the phone. Then they come back up. Let me see. I'm waiting like 5 seconds. Maybe the phone died. They hit number one in the phone. Maybe that was an accident. Anyway, okay, here they go. They're back now. All right. 917-202. What up, though?
Yo, what's up? What's up, Blaze, man? Having a little trouble catching you on the line. I don't know if it's mine or my phone acting up or whatever, but what's good, man?
I'm chilling. Hold on one second. Don't go nowhere. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, that's much better.
I was making sure. I heard a little static in the line or whatever, so I make sure I cleared the line. I shut something off over here in the studio, make sure you can come through.
Oh,
clear. But anyway, welcome to the show, man. Thanks. Who is this?
It's Sting.
Oh, Sting, what's up, man? What's going on with you?
Yo, what's up, man? What's going on, all right? No doubt, man. You know what I mean?
What you think of when you call to talk about the Grammys? You call to talk about the Grammys?
Well, you know, just a supportive period. I saw that was going to be a topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But, you know, just to show the support period. I didn't get a chance to see it, man. I had to run out and help a friend that was stranded or whatever. So I missed, you know
oh,
what I'm saying?
Oh, I didn't see it. No. I didn't see it either. I can talk about
nope.
it without watching it. I don't watch the Grammys. What I do is I wake up the next day, see who won, go to YouTube, see who – I look at my social feed. Oh, such and such rocked it. Okay, so I go to YouTube. And I'm not going to sit there and watch who won Best Urban Jazz Folk that shit. I don't care. I only care about hip-hop and R&B and a little bit of pop. So I'm not going to sit through the whole shenanigans. I don't care. Like, I just want to just tell me who won, who was nominated, who won, and give me the performances. So I'm a YouTuber and the day after – But you
okay,
know,
okay, dig
yeah,
it.
I'm too busy
it,
for this shit, man. We, you know, we do this shit. Like,
I know, man. I know. You ain't lying, man. You ain't lying. Especially, you know what I'm saying, especially y'all. And I mean, like, you know, even with me, too, you know what I'm saying, just trying to balance, you know, the people that supporting, you know what I'm saying, you know, the music and then supporting them and, you know, and then just the general everyday life that, you know, comes into play. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what do you think about this? This is I got a beef with. I'm officially beefing with the Grammys, bro. Like, seriously, I'm officially beefing with the Grammys because Nasir Jones, the
right.
Godson, this dude has been up 16 freaking times for a Grammy and he still hasn't won one. And this project, if he had any other, you can okay, he had maybe two other ones that you could say were classics. You know what I'm saying? You know. But Life is Good is a great album. It had all the elements of a Grammy winner.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to listen to that, man. Because I didn't hear
probably,
it.
The only to me, Life is Good is his best album. And the only people who are arguing that is not the only people who are saying Stillmatic is the like Die Hard. You know, Illmatic. They're saying Illmatic is the best one because it's the classic and it's his breakout one. And you know how it is when you hear that. It's like everybody tries to convince
of course,
you that people die. It's like Reasonable Doubt is the best J record. Are you a retarded? Are you a retard?
Like no, it's not. Right.
You mean Reasonable Doubt is better than either one of the Blueprints?
Blueprint 1 is probably better than
the Black Album. You know, Jay-Z has some stellar albums. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's had some great albums. So, I mean, yes, Reasonable Doubt is the one that made you kind of suck into his world when you was in New York. But you, only the diehard fans try to still argue about Illmatic being the best one. This is his best work right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I felt like I don't get me wrong. Drake won with Take Care. Take Care was a good album, but 16. Drake already has 4 Grammys and Nas has none. Fergie.
Drake won 4 Grammys.
Yes, Fergie
wow.
has fucking Grammy for rap, and Nas doesn't.
Yeah, Fergie. Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, like, well, that's the thing about it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and we kind of tend to forget. The history of the Grammys. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, with hip hop, man, they boycotted the Grammys. You know what I'm saying? They didn't give a damn about having a Grammy back. Excuse my friends, but they didn't give a damn about having a Grammy back then. You know what I'm saying? It's like the only people that got Grammys was like Will Smith, where parents just don't understand. So rappers never used to be tripping about that. They didn't care about the Grammys. You know what I'm saying? Because just, you know, that the music that they made was, you know what I'm saying, strictly for, you know, hip-hop heads and, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, when you talk about Drake, you know what I'm saying, like, when you talk about Drake, as opposed to a real, you know what I'm saying, Nas, who was still a purist,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to always, you know what I'm saying, you know, lean towards, you know what I'm saying, the commercial. The more commercial, the better. You want a Grammy, you got to do, you know what I'm saying, you got to hit that commercial thing on the head hard. And Nas has never been, you know what I'm saying, great at that. I mean, it's just something he's not, you know what I mean, like, not, I don't think it's something that he can do well. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, because he's a purist, and, you know, his style, if you think about it, he never did that great with changing his style.
I mean? He doesn't. The number one indictment on Nas, if anybody that I would have, and the one that I always soak in and soak up when they talk about Nas, is his flow doesn't change hardly ever. Like his he can get on a track that's different, and he can come and, you know, collaborate with somebody, and they can bring a hook in, but his flow,
right.
Is, consistently, these, you know, listen, I understand why Drake is doing it, because Drake has this thing where he can go in and murder a motherfucker with regular ass bars with that high pitched nasally flow, or he can change it and go hard, or he can do the singing chant thing that he does. He has 3 main styles, and he constantly pull, and then he has a 4th one that I've heard him do sometimes every now and again, depends on who he's collaborating with. You know what I'm saying? But Drake has 3 main styles that you just don't never know when you give in Drake. When you say, Drake, I want to do this record, you don't know what the fuck Drake is going to come back with. He's probably going to make you go back and rewrite that shit if you don't come hard enough the first time.
I mean, with Drake, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
But the thing with Drake is, again, I think the reason why he's not getting – he's not even getting enough props for his lethal flow because he's light skinned. They just don't want to. They don't want to admit because the light skin, nigga that ain't got no dreads and goals is just killing all these niggas on the mic. Just the, same thing with Ludacris.
I don't know, man.
They
don't
want to give it to Ludacris. They don't want to give it to Ludacris either. And Ludacris will always get on the track and fuck these niggas completely.
And Ludacris will destroy. Ludacris will destroy
motherfuckers. But they never wanted to give it to him because
Drake on the mic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like.
Well.
Okay.
Depends
Drake, okay,
on well.
Let,
you
let, okay,
say
well,
destroy Drake. Well,
maybe not. Okay, maybe I could run with that. Okay, but you know what I'm saying, with what you're saying. Okay, but let's break it down. You know what I'm saying? Like Drake, you know what I'm saying, to me, how I feel about Drake. Okay, number one, I don't totally trust his writing. You know that he writes all this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You
number
don't?
One.
You don't
know
think that?
No, because I read a story from a dude named Nicholas F. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like that was in a magazine, you know what I'm saying, that actually wrote for Drake.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And then when they asked him what he, you know what I'm saying, which record he wrote, he laughed. He said, "Nah, I'd rather not say." When you know, number one, when you a writer like that and you coming up with these main ideas, you know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't he care to say which record that he wrote? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but what if you wrote, you know, "You're My Everything," the record that broke him. And you wrote
that.
Yeah, you know.
That's
huge. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't write the whole record. You know what I'm saying? Number one. This is the only dude I ever seen at a radio station rhyming off of BlackBerry. I never seen that before.
Yeah, I've seen it. I have a studio, so I've seen. It's like the new wave. Like, I don't even see niggas come in the studio with paper no more. I've seen so many rap. Now I'm just used to cats coming in with their BlackBerries and shit. Like, now.
Well, the studio is different, but not on the radio station. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, and you got to admit that this is the new age rapper that's doing this stuff. This is the new age rapper. That stuff was never done back then. You never saw that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and so, like, plus, so, like, I don't know if this guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know for sure because I read it that he's got ghostwriters. You know what I'm saying? You know, and not too long ago, Media Takeout came out with something about him reaching out to somebody, I need 24 bars by tomorrow. All
right, well.
If he's not writing this stuff,
I don't know about that because I never really heard it, but I've heard it a gazillion times about Kanye. Everybody knows Kanye doesn't write his shit. You know what I'm saying?
I
didn't
hear that, and I haven't heard that.
Yes, I heard that. Word Smith has worked with him, I think it is. Word Smith and like two other people.
Okay.
Word Smith. The dude Word Smith.
Yeah, I heard of Word Smith.
Word Smith has worked with him and stuff like that. But Kanye is one of those people who doesn't really give a shit about that as much because he came out in the game as a producer, not really an MC. You feel me?
But I never heard of that. That's the first time. I mean, like, I don't mean, okay, like collaborating here and there is fine. But, you know, with Wes is, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, wow. You know, if these dudes are not writing their lyrics, I give them no props. I mean, like, I respect the fact they on their thing and everything, but you can't claim, as a rapper, you can't claim you the greatest and you just said a third. You're not writing your lyrics, dude. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, you cannot claim that. You can't get that.
I understand that. If they're not writing their bars now, if it comes out that they're not writing their bars, I've heard that about Kanye. But then again, I've never looked at Kanye as – I've never took it like Kanye was saying he was just, like, the best. He was saying he's the best in the game. Kanye – to me, is always a producer slash rapper. He is never, ever in my ever. I'm never gonna look at Kanye as a rapper slash producer, bro. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Kanye is a producer slash rapper. He is a Dr. Dre. You understand what I'm saying?
He's the new Dr. Dre.
So I don't even really give a shit if anybody writes Kanye shit because I don't even throw Kanye into my fucking greatest rappers of all time conversation because I know he's not really an MC first, he's an MC second, so he can't get that from me. And
who's
I know
messing with Wes, you know what I'm saying, right now, like as far as his lyrics, who's messing with Wes? You know what I'm saying? It's Wayne.
But I've always assumed that. But I mean, like I said, we've already named two people that if you want to give me, you telling me for this is the first I heard about Drake. But if you're gonna give me 16, I say bar for bar, I've heard more 16s from Drake that can go harder with. Wet West, and I've actually heard more 16s from Ludacris that can go hard. And depending on what track it is, even T.I., depending on what song he's on and what he's talking about, you know what I'm saying? And you got to think about what's the song about? You feel me? What's the song about?
Yeah.
And what is the tempo of this record? Depending on what it is, who's one of those guys can be the nicest? because either one of those guys are capable of killing anyone at any point.
Okay, and another thing I want to say, okay, being, you know what I'm saying, being successful as a rapper, you know what I'm saying, an MC, you know what I'm saying, like, you have to have the respect, you know what I'm saying, you have to have respect from you know, your colleagues, sort of, you know what I'm saying, you know, at first, you know what I'm saying, it was about establishing with the fellas, your, you know, the homies, your ability, you know what I'm saying, cat, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying, dudes had to respect you first, then you could do your chick records, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, but
right.
You had to be, you know, you had to have your respect as an MC first amongst the homies. You know what I'm saying, for on the streets before you know, you got into that stuff. To me, Drake's, you know, Drake and them, like I couldn't follow them. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I hate, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying on radio, you know what I mean, to be tripping, but, you know, like, I respect homie and what they doing, but I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Drake is just not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a forerunner. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I'm a leader. I lead, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm a go-to dude. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, you know, I'm not listening as a fan, so I can't see getting behind that dude. Like, I can't go to war with that like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just like, rappers used to also have to have a certain.
Why? Because he's soft. Why is it though? Is because he makes a chick record?
He
blew up. He blew up off a chick record. Let's make no mistake about it. He blew up off chick records. Okay, that's
right,
what he did.
Right,
but
right,
he's right. More than. But I think, listen. And I'm not even a Drake fan. I'm just a realist when it comes to the flow. And if he didn't write it, he didn't write it. But I'm talking about, as far as I know, I never heard anything about him not writing his stuff. So I'm just going to go with, I'm just assuming that he did write it. Let's say he did, for the sake of this conversation. Okay.
Right.
I'm looking at it like, yes, I know he came and snuck in the game and blew up off of chick records. You feel me? And everything. And he has a tremendous female fan base. But and that's how I felt about him at first. Until he repeatedly collaborated on songs with other rappers that I really like, and he fucked
right.
them up. I had to stop it. I had to self-check myself and say, now I'm being a hater. Because
you
I like a lot of motherfuckers that he collaborates with, and he jumps on the tracks and he annihilates them. And I'm like, well, fuck. You know what I'm saying?
He's strong. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, in terms of, like, okay, the bars or whatever that he spits. I'm not saying dude is garbage. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't necessarily trust what he writes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't trust that he writes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why you can't
see too much suspect
stuff. Writes it. Yeah, see, you don't think he writes it. That's a whole other argument. If you feel like he's not writing it, I can understand your point.
I don't think Wayne writes it. I don't even think Wayne writes. You know what I'm saying? Writes stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know,
Gilly the Kid from Philly came forward and spoke out about that, about the Carter One.
Well, you know, you got to think about the what song. What song do you think they wrote? Like, if someone told me Drake didn't write No lie, if he didn't come up with that melody, it's not the end of the world for me. It's the hook.
No, but I think he did. I think it's possible. Like, it's obvious. Okay, like, he had a little singing thing going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and whatnot. And so, and that's fine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, you know, he's not the first to do that. You know, you got CeeLo. You got, you know what I'm saying? You got Mos Def. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been done before. You got Ill and Al Scratch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got cats that, you know, that stuff has been done before. You know what I mean? So, but I mean, at the same time, you know, like I said, it's not taking no talent away from him. But, like, I don't know as far as, like, I don't know, man. It's just like, you know, so I just feel like it's just like, I don't know, man. Like,
you don't like Drake. You don't like Drake. You don't like. You're not rocking with Drake hard body like that. I'm saying, and listen, the whole point, and how I gotta play some more music. But this is how we got into this conversation because Take Care beat Life Is Good at the Grammys this year, right? And you know, like I said, I mean, you know, Drake is cool with me, but you know, Drake doesn't have an album in his repertoire that I would play before I play like Water for Chocolate. I mean, like Chocolate
right.
for Water, which would that comment with that album, that fucking album with all those J Dilla beats and that shit, all that fucking phenomenal classic. Drake doesn't have a record that's that dope to me yet. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I mean about. I'm not talking about. I'm not saying dude is garbage, like he can't rhyme, but I'm just saying, like, you know, his persona, what he's about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like in order to be on top of the game as an MC, you had to embody quite a few things. You know what I'm saying? Like LL had. You know what I'm saying? Like Cool J at the times when he was like, you know, on top, he had. You know what I'm saying? He had that. He had the rugged. He had the streets. You know what I'm saying? You know, out the gate. Then he came and knocked him out the box with the chick record. You know what I'm saying? And then he came back. You know what I'm saying? But he was able to go back and forth. Like, dudes knew not to mess with this dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I know you heard the diss between Common and, you know what I'm saying, and him. It's totally different. He can't deal in them waters. He can't play in them kind of waters.
You think he lost that beef with Common?
Yeah, he can't deal. No, he can't deal with that.
General consensus is that he won. If you ask the industry.
Well, okay, well, I have to check. We have to check that. Maybe that's a new topic.
Yeah, general consensus is that Drake went in on Common. But, listen, that's general consensus. You from Chicago, so there's no way I'm going to sit here and try to convince you that he's better than fucking Common. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's not better than Common. He's not better than Common, but Common.
It's not going to happen.
Not just saying that just because they're from Chicago, but, okay, this dude, what does he talk about? What does he talk about, Blaze, that shows skills? But just the fact that he got money and some chicks. It's the same shit, bro. You know what I mean? I got this, you ain't got this, and your ones ain't what I want my ones is, so how you balling like me? And you know what I mean? I was out with Malaya last week, you know, who was you with? You know, so it's the same shit, it's not real. He can't go line for nine like that. He can't go in those type of waters. He don't want that kind of trouble. You know what I'm saying? With somebody that could really, you know what I'm saying, like Common is not, you know what I'm saying, like somebody that could really, you know what I'm saying, get at him like that. You know, he don't want that kind of trouble. He used to talking about his little tuxedos or whatever, the little stuff that he's doing, you know, with spending a little money in a chick. And because that's what's happening right now. Because that's what's on the radio. Because they young money and they're on the radio and they got the spotlight. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, people are more so sheep. You know what I'm saying? You know, where they like, okay, yeah, well, he got to be winning because Common had his time. You know what I'm saying? He ain't, you know what I'm saying, like what Drake's saying, because that's what they hearing mainly on the radio.
I didn't say that I feel like that. I don't feel like Drake is, you know, I've never actually bought a Drake album. I've bought three Common albums. This is who you're talking to, right? I've never bought a Drake album, but I've bought three Common albums. You know what I'm saying? In my lifetime.
Yeah.
Bought my hard earned money, I went and bought. I bought Like Water for Chocolate, it got messed up and I went and got it again. You know what I'm saying? That's how much I like that particular record. That was a 5-mic classic. I have to have that in my iPod and I have it right now, and I don't really, if I get a new iPod and if I can't find it, I'm gonna have to go rebuy it again. Okay?
No diggity. And I'm not just saying that because I'm from, you know what I'm saying? It's not about where you're from, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not at all. But I mean, like, I also say the climate, man, you know what I'm saying, of MCs, of rappers, of competition, man. I mean, like, it was a point when you talk about when Nas and Illmatic, man, think about, you know, Pac was still, you know what I'm saying, going hard, Big was going hard.
Yeah.
Eminem was just coming on. Look at the comp was ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, at that time, like, you know, what competition do, you know what I'm saying, Drake and them have?
You're right, but that's unfair. We can't just see, it's not our fault that FM radio has fucked hip hop up, okay? It's not Drake's fault.
I respect that music.
From what he's making, the music that he's making, just because FM is so fucking whack to the point they don't even put out other good MCs. That's like blaming Nicki Minaj for the fact that there's only been one fucking female MC in three or four years, like fucking literally only the same fucking broad that's being pushed on every fucking radio once.
It's like
downgrading what she did because it's not her fault. She don't own a radio station.
It's not her fault.
FM Radio's fault.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? That's not on them. So I don't want to use that at all in the discussion because it's not their fault. The F radio is horrible.
I think Ross, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I could deal with Ross. I think Ross is, you know what I'm saying, I could rock with Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying, over Drake. I think, you know what I mean, like, really, with me, you know what I'm saying, I think Ross goes harder. I think Ross has gotten lazy because Ross realized he ain't got
I don't know about that because this last album, which is the one that just got nominated, Rick, God forgives I don't, is not lackadaisical. This nigga did not play the radio on the flows. Okay, Rick Ross, we can say what he want to say about Rick Ross, but
Ross is nice, man. Ross is no joke.
Nice. nice with the flow.
He's
nice with the flow, and I don't think anybody else. But the one thing I like about Rick Ross that I'll never go back on, and I don't give a fuck what he does. He can come out tomorrow wearing a pink thong talking about he a cross dresser. I'm never gonna take the fact that this motherfucking nigga has a hell of an ear for picking production. I have not
Rock
picks that's whack.
He does.
No track, no project, no track, no. Every time he's on the beat gonna be gangster. I mean, it's going to be
and
a
Ross
tough
can
ass,
flow.
You know what I'm saying? He's going to do his thing, but I think every time I listen to his projects, what make me feel like the reason why he's still in the game is everybody don't have that. Every artist, sometimes artists pick beats. Even myself as an MC, I know I've been known to pick beats that a lot of people is just not feeling. You know what I'm saying? But with Ross,
right.
It's like, then again, I didn't have access to the Justice League, Cool and Dre.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He has a very good knack for picking a great production.
Without a doubt.
And he's never on a beat that don't fit him. You know what I'm saying? Never.
Yeah.
He's always on a beat that fits him. All right, I got to play some music.
All right, I'm left.
All right, congratulations. All right, shout out to Stingray. Well, you know, I gotta do this. Anyway, I haven't even really done a real talk segment in forever, so shut the fuck up with your bitching and crying if you're worried about music. Point is this. Nas should have a Grammy. That's it. That's all I wanna, you know. Nas should have a Grammy. You should know that. FM radio, what you take. Let's sum this up. Let's summarize tonight's show, okay? Nas should have a Grammy. The fact that Fergie has one in rap and Nas doesn't is the reason why I'm like, fuck the Grammy. Until I get nominated and then I'm like, yeah. I like him a lot more then. Flo Rida is getting way more money than maybe outside of Jay-Z, everybody else on those lists, and Kanye. Maybe, okay, Drake too. He's getting a lot of money now. Everybody else, no one else has more money than probably Flo Rida, none of these other rappers, not from rap. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say from rap, he's probably made more money. No, because Jay-Z got publishing to other people and shit too, and then Kanye has the production, so that does count. Okay, maybe not. So, but anyway, Flo Rida's riding under the radio on you motherfuckers every year, and y'all don't know about it because she's not talking about that retarded nigga shit. He's moved on, and he's getting money. I don't personally know who the hell the Robert Glasper experiment is, but I will by the time you hear my voice next week. I was going to say tomorrow, but that's just lying. All right. What else? We've established that it's okay we don't like that Rick Ross is a fake rapper, but we have said it's okay for a gay man to act like he's singing to a woman. We have no problem with that. So we're hypocrites. What else did I cover? Oh yeah, that's it. That's pretty much everything. Oh yeah, and I'm seriously, I love Niggas in Paris. That song was hard, but I like I Do Better. That was my shit. I said I do. You know I do. Yeah, man, that verse 3 Stacks. Come on, man, that verse 3 Stacks did on that. Vintage. Back to the music. I'm right out with a couple of tracks. If you want to give your opinion, you know what I'm saying? Do you see what happens when people get me talking about hip-hop and music? I lose track. I play like 5 songs this whole Subway segment. People are going to be listening to this podcast like, oh, yeah, and by the way, hip-hop fans, you all suck. Welcome to the Subway.
Turn down to my precious soul. Loud, so loud. Drunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. DJ play my song. I bet the whole club lose their mind to their track. All my partners with me and they be throwing red. Everybody drunk and people don't know how to act. Don't act a fool and keep it cool. Everybody going crazy, they done popped the bar too. Everybody flexing and breaking all the rules. They throwing up them red flags, black flags and them blues. Them blues. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Basic bros, rented assholes, we don't want that. Classifying girls, bring them all back. We in the field, we popping bottles and all that. Tell them young, wild niggas they could fall back. They twist their fingers up and they don't give a fuck. North side, south side, west side, what's up? Can't forget the east side, making plenty bucks. The whole city in this motherfucker getting grown. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody rocking in it, baby. A lot of hoes jockeying in this bitch. Everybody rep their hood in this thing. When the beat drops, somebody gon' swing. All the hustlers got a pocket full of cash. And all the ballers might throw a couple stacks. The whole club smell like fruity loud pad. It's turned up to the max. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool.
Strength of 10.
Without men themselves, how she gonna tell you how to do you, but can't do she? Always talking about us, but she ain't got no we. You read headlines, watch shows like Basketball Wives, reading magazines like they the New York Times. Study trending topics, trying to be like them. They your role models, but them bitches ain't got no men. Why you got yours and treating like he's absentee? Never listen, only concerned with the opinion of me. Desire to be reality TV baloney. Your heart so invested, but it's all so phony. Who told us how to be with each other and make it work? Whoever said a little bit of love didn't hurt? So you open up a heart to keep our minds so closed. I know there's peer pressure, but damn sure you grown. I do the things you like, and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it in your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's like you get so angry, so
you come at me in your Facebook status.
It's like you rise, and then we fall. But if you ask for it, you can have it all. I'm just trying to make you part of my Alice, but
you don't love me in your Facebook status.
It could all be perfect if I heard you when you heard me. Instead of pushing my opinion on what you should be, it's like when I speak, you don't respond to the scene. Instead, you react to what you think I mean. And most times you're wrong, so here's a suggestion. Stop thinking that I'm always asking loaded questions. Be mad cause I don't know what you don't say. Well, I'm sorry, but my reader isn't on my resume. Your friends say that you shouldn't put up with me. She ain't tell you that she used to want to cut with me. They give you advice you got about your man. You ever stop and think that they don't know your man? I'm honest to a fault, I ain't even gotta try. But your response to that is, well, you know dudes lie. You open up a heart to keep my mind so closed. I know you've been hurt, but damn sure it's wrong. I do the things you like, and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it in your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's like you get so angry, so
you come at me in your Facebook status.
It's like you rise, and then you fall. But if you ask for it, you can have it all. I'm just trying to make you part of my Alice, but
you don't love me.
Welcome to Facebook, where family and friends will come forward. Sophisticated women bleed bitterness and toast. Toast for the camera now, click, click. She caught it from an angle, that ain't thick, thick. Try to project to the touch, it's been a while. But we text so much, our voices out of sound. But when we communicate, the words get lost. And when lovers express themselves, it's brushed off. Get back to us instead of just doing me. Improperly exchange relationship currency. What you value might be the same to me. Or we just might express our emotions differently. This can be whatever you want to. What you expect from your mate should only come from you. Open your heart, never let your mind close. A relationship is ill, but damn sure you grown.
I do things you like and you say I'm the baddest, but
you won't put it in your Facebook status.
Every time I open up, it's like you get so aggy, so
you come at me in your Facebook status.
It's like you rise and then we fall. But if you ask for it, you can have it all. I'm just trying to make you part of my Atlas, but
you don't want me in your Facebook status.
President Obama, this really ain't your fault.
The Academy.
You see, this fucked up from the moment that I woke up. This economy make a grown man hustle, better hurry up. I done been through some changes, now I'm fed up. Tired of how I'm living, 360, finna switch it up. Call me what you want to, cause it don't really matter. The aftermath of it all, broken dream shatter. Collecting thoughts, making my next move, my best move. A nigga so improved, I could've swore I finally made it. Elevated out this hellhole, a lesson learned. In hard times, you gotta play your hand and stay home. It's all good, that's why I'm thanking God every day. Yeah, I appreciate every day that a nigga wake. I'm on my grind like I'm supposed to, I'm facing eight. I'm up the road if I make a mistake. Niggas headed 9 days, you better watch your play. Shit's crazy around here, niggas all in your face. Good news coming soon, keep your head up. Eyes on the prize, sky's the limit, working hard, getting my bread up. Slaving for this change, Medicaid only pays. If you don't have enough, then you cover and then shit straight. But then again, life ain't perfect, so we deal with it. Yeah, this is the life that we live in, feeling good that I'm breathing on my own, only by his grace. Thank God, he's amazing, life's great. Yeah, only in this economy.
Only in this economy.
Crazy.
Politicians,
yeah. City council members, they lying to me,
trying to make it come up.
They say they gonna make change,
they trying to make change for good,
but they too busy blowing the budget. The budget is for the people. Yeah, in this economy.
Jobs outsourcing.
Crazy.
We even outsourcing. We going.
We back. Get ready to get up out of here, man. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. You only got like 1 minute left, though, if you want to holler at me. If not, thanks for tuning in to the show. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Subway. We got real chatty. We didn't really play as many songs as we normally do on The Subway. My apologies. You'll be all right. I just had to get the Grammy stuff off my chest, man. You know? And I had to make sure I let you guys know about the blog, the No Chaser blog, which I dropped another one this weekend, and it's pretty successful, man. So go over there to chainsentertainment.com. Click up on No Chaser, the blog. Read the No Chaser blog. You feel me? www.chainlessentertainment.com. Chainless, chainlessentertainment.com. And check out the No Chaser blog. All right? Check out the opportunities for artists. The Big Bang TV show, we're going to be doing it this Saturday. We couldn't do it last Saturday because the snowstorm messed up travel plans for some of the staff and the director. So it's going to be this Saturday over at Scores. I'll be in the building. What else? That's it, man. Hit us up on Twitter at K100_radio, at Blizzard. Like the Facebook page for K100 Radio. You feel me? Shouts out to all the callers and listeners. Shouts out to everybody listening to the podcast or the replays. Big ups to you guys. If you couldn't call in live, it's all good. Or you couldn't listen live, it's all good. But shouts out to everybody who did call in. My callers who chatted it up with me about the Grammys and just let me vent tonight. Look, we understand it's prestigious and all that. You know what I'm saying? I got no. I mean, you know, if that was me on the stage, of course I wouldn't be like, fuck the Grammys, and most people are going to say, you just saying that shit because you ain't getting no Grammy. Maybe I have that luxury. Maybe I'm like, you know, I'm out here in the grind amongst the grind and the grit of it all. I mean, all those guys, they had to do the same thing that's on that stage. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, maybe back then they were a fan of the Grammys. I don't know. I just never really been a big fan of award shows in general. I've just been the person who wants to hear the music, the accolades. You kind of miss me with it. And once I started doing music, I started watching them even less. You know what I'm saying? But again, congratulations to everybody that did win, though. Yeah, and big ups to you because it's not easy. It's hard being at the bottom, but then again, it's a lot of shit that comes with being at the top too. That, you know what I'm saying? Money, it's probably not an issue, but it'll be something. It's gonna always be something. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know what it's like to not be able to go out to the mall without getting mobbed by a whole bunch of women. I mean. Somehow, that's probably, maybe it's a problem. I don't know. I don't know. How do I know? I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like to have women throwing panties on the stage at me. That could possibly be bad. Some way that I just haven't thought of yet. Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. That's where you can catch us live. So just hit us up, man. And make sure you go check out our main website and connect with us over there. ChainlessEntertainment.com. You can always hit me up on Facebook. I pretty much accept everybody, which is probably not a good idea, but so many of you motherfuckers to be the police and snitches and got drama and just extra over the top with it. But at this point, I'm 3,000 people in. What the fuck difference does it make? All of y'all, just whatever. I just don't say a whole bunch of stuff anymore. That's all. Anyway, you've been rocking with the best of them, man. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Subway. Peace!